Okay, Michael, let's tell them about our story. I mentioned Noam Chomsky. We'll get to that a little down the road here. Okay, so I was talking to Michael a couple of nights ago, or my nights, his day, and his phone was weak as usual. Everybody's phone's weak in relation to mine. No, I don't even know. That wasn't the case. But we were just talking. Okay, so we were talking about...
No, we were getting cut off.
Here, I can say it, Michael. I didn't hear what you said, so let me just say. We were talking about something Carol had said 3 weeks before on her show that affected Michael. And so he starts off saying, well, about 3 weeks ago, I was listening to Carol, and he says a bunch of sentences, maybe a minute's worth of talk. And then he got disconnected. So I called back in. I said, okay, we were talking about Carol. So he says, Michael says, yes, it was about 3 weeks ago when Carol and I, when I was listening to Carol, and she said something, and I was affected. And he goes on, and I'm starting to think, this is very familiar. Didn't he just say this? And he goes on and on for a minute, minute and a half, and I decide, this is the same statement. So I go, Michael, the fuck you doing? Are you a fucking robotoid or something? You're repeating yourself. He doesn't respond. He keeps on talking. So I think I got disconnected again, or I hung up, and I call back, and fucking, I say, okay, Michael answers the same as before. I say, okay, we were talking about 3 weeks ago, so I actually started the repeat, and he goes, yes, 3 weeks ago I was listening to Carol, and he goes into it again, fucking exact goddamn words. So I start yelling at Michael, what the fuck's wrong with you? Is this a tape recording? And after a while, I really realized it's the same words, so I hung up, I disconnected, and so they call back in, and I'm waiting for it to start again. And Michael answers, and he's kind of like stumbling, and he doesn't know if I'm there, and I'm there, and then I am. And he says, I lost you, Bob. So I was over here just trying to get you to Skype, which I'd been actually thinking of before. Should I Skype him? And I said, well, I just talked to you three times. He says, no, I'm over here. My phone's disconnected. I couldn't get it working, or just left it there. I said, hold it, Mike. We have a good one here. I just called you back two more times. The first time you were normal, and then you went into this rap. And then when I called you back, it was the same rap. Then I called back again, it was another rap. And they did it four times. I said, holy shit, Michael. And Michael was shocked at this. So I came up with an instant theory. I said, everybody gives off an electrical resonance, which Ian says is your ghost. So when you die, move on, people who knew you can see the resonance they picked up electrically from you. So they see you. It's not like you're not there. Your essence is not there, but your residue in this world is. And so you're leaving electrical effect of yourself, and that's what you see when you see ghosts, apparently, as I understand Ion so far. So I said, this is the electrical resonance that one creates. You create a goddamn hologram of yourself or a tape recording or instant replay. And when I call back, I listen to the instant replay. No doubt about it. This, I was not nuts. I follow this. I listen. When I call back the third or fourth time, I said, yeah, same word. There. He's going to say this. Yeah, he did. He says that. And he just keeps going on until I hang up. So Michael and I had an incredible fun with this in some way. We end up hysterically laughing eventually. But Michael, now will you give your version of this?
My version of it was that I was talking to you. We kept on getting cut off. And I think the third time we got cut off, I decided that I would email you and ask you to Skype rather, which means I had to go to the other side of the room to do that, to where the telephone is. And when I called back, that's when you told me I'd told you the same information about Carolyn about three or four times in a row. What was interesting was it was a complete sort of subject matter that kept on repeating, Bob, very precise beginning of the phone call to a very particular place, and that just kept on repeating over and over. Which was bragging about Remag, I think is what we were doing. Hello?
Bob?
Same thing. Same thing happening again, Michael.
Hey, Nicholas.
Probably dropped off.
Bob's doing it again.
Yeah.
Well, it was very interesting because it meant I... It was
Michael, didn't you have a...
It meant,
go ahead.
Yeah, it was interesting because it meant I ended up getting like 6 phone calls from Bob in one day, which I'll have to put on my resume.
Yeah. Didn't you have a pretty crazy anomaly maybe 2 weeks ago as well regarding dinner? Nicholas thought you guys had dinner, but you had no recollection of it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no. What happened was... I invited Nicholas for dinner, and the dinner had pretty much been made, so I just said I would warm it up. And then once I'd warmed it up, I left it on the stove, and we went and sat outside on the porch. And Nicholas said, should I make some coffee? And I said, no, leave that till after dinner. And then we sat chatting for a while, and then in my experience, I remember completely having dinner and actually packing up the dishes and everything. And so I said to Nicholas, okay, let's make some coffee. And I walked back into my kitchen and I saw that nothing had been dished out yet. And in that moment, I screamed or I shouted, or my body actually, it was like a reflexive response in my body. And at that moment, Nick, yeah, shock and horror and also delight, actually. And, And at that moment, Nicholas was walking into the kitchen too, so he actually saw me go through the whole. And I remember having dinner, you know, doing the dishes, doing everything, and then suddenly I was back to before dinner again. So, yeah, that was fun to share.
Wow. Yes. That's a different experience, huh?
Yeah, Michael, I had forgotten that. I had forgotten that you had that a couple weeks ago, and in my experience, there's something weird going on in your environment. Definitely.
You're telling me,
no,
Bob.
No.
No, not you, Nick. Michael. We're just visitors, Michael, as that guy, or Nick. You and I are just visitors to Nick's, to Michael's weird reality.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Bob, the strange thing is to wonder where that message was being repeated from, because it was probably a good minute of repetition. And what was really interesting, it was repeating from the beginning of when you and I got cut off and I called back, or no, you called me back, say, for the third time. I didn't say, hello, Bob. I just started, yes, Bob, and carried on talking where I was talking from because I knew it was you. And that's where that recording
was. You didn't answer. That was my experience.
Yeah.
You picked up exactly the same beginning point about that topic, but you did not hear me call back. You were on trying to get on Skype.
Yeah, I was on the other side of the room.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
Are you saying that maybe that was you, but you don't remember it?
No. I'm saying it's really interesting that what was repeated was a very particular section.
Yes. Exactly, the same spot. When I called back the third time, fourth time, you started off at the same point. You said, 3 weeks ago, I was listening to Carolyn. And so when you did it, when I called back the first time and you start repeating, I said, okay, you want to pick up where we're talking. And then you happened to say exactly the way I remembered the sequence of thoughts. And I said, is this possible? Could he repeat himself exactly? Well, maybe he is. And then I got disconnected, so I called back, and then you started again. The exact fucking words of a minute or two of a step-by-step statement of the meaning of that experience. And that's, holy fuck, this is a recording. This is probably one of the first anomalies I've ever had. I mean, of strangeness. I don't know. Maybe I've had all kinds of others. But this goes up the short list. To actually hear, and I was so proud, I kept myself cool. I said, okay, where am I? Fuck it, I'm listening to this fucking Astro Replay 3 times. And then it was ecstatic when I found out that it really was happening because you weren't there. When I finally got you, you were not on the phone. You were over in the corner trying to get the Skype going.
Yep.
That was awesome.
It was for me a wonderful way to start Monday, Bob. Not only a phone call from Bob, not only five phone calls from Bob because we kept on getting cut off, but then we had a sort of parallel world frequency jumping exercise for the morning.
That's right. Is that Lorne or Reiner there?
It's Lorne.
Well, Lorne, that's a note that. Tell Reiner the experience. It's a good acoustic space something. And someone from Pennsylvania, Renee, just called in. Whoever you are, you're a new name. We welcome new people, new cult members. Initiation will go into immediate effect, so call back. I don't know if you've called the wrong place. Yeah, definitely this is the wrong place, Renee. But it turns out pretty good when you do a tetrad on it. If you don't intend to be here, it is the wrong place. And your day is up. You are meeting your maker. So do not be timid. Call back in and let's get going. Let's start the diddling. Okay, so so Nick had that experience with you, Michael. I wonder what it was. Could it have been you really, your other self coming in, and the one that had the dinner and didn't remember it? You know, maybe, Ayn said anomalies are going to start happening among the Ainots incredibly, and they are happening to some. That's why one of them ain't here today. Can't make it. So Michael, you wrote back. So what happened? I remembered a particular thought on the chat line like 3 hours later, many hours later. Oh, I didn't ask him about that, so I called him back. So that was another separate call. So beside the repeat calls, he got a different topic call from me. So it was either two or three calls that day. So looking up my email, so what is this? There's Jermaine. I have to talk to her later. So she can't make it today. I was wondering, because she hasn't been on for a while. So we're doing emails from Michael. So this is Michael, I think. Maybe it's the next one. There's two issues here. So anyways, you were commenting on how we end up laughing when I call back 5 hours later. So you go, hello, Bob, your explanation definitely resonates. Now, I don't know what the explanation was in this case. The word that has been arising for me when this happens is also distortion. This issue with the voices distorting, however, is of recent focus to me, now that I really consider it, just the past week or two. So, Michael, you're getting distortion out there in listening to the show, right?
Yes, I'm getting strange distortions. For example, on Carolyn's show last night, I heard it sounded like a chorus pedal. If you'd put a chorus pedal with a voice, like a singing resonance that's accompanying the voice. It's not on yours. It wasn't on any of the callers. It was on Carolyn's last night. Previously, last week, Clint had so much resonance on his voice, I could barely hear what he was saying. And then sometimes Sarah comes in this last week, and she's had a strange resonance on her voice too. It's not on everybody. It's just on some people that just seem they're being accompanied by a very unusual distortion, which I haven't heard before.
Right.
It sounds almost sounds like this.
It sounds like a bit like that, Bob, I guess.
Just make a guess in the door. I'm at the door. Just a second. What was that last sentence, Michael?
I said it sounds a bit like people talking too close to the microphone, but I don't think it's that.
Yeah, I don't think so, because the distortion on the people you're talking about, I didn't get those particular people. But, okay, so continue with your thinking about
this. I remember in one program, last week sometime, you complained about someone's distortion. Someone complained about yours, but you were completely clear when they were, and that's when it started becoming obvious that everyone's hearing things differently. And on your email that I was responding to, you said this is maybe an issue of worlds and frequencies coming through, that when we're actually dialing into Bob or we're dialing into the program, we're dialing in from different worlds and frequencies, and it's starting to show on the audio.
Oh, that's right. That's what I said, Michael, this was earlier today. Michael, this may be what we were talking about earlier to. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, Bart is going on about the weird images on the Achieve Radio chat line. So I forward Bart's puzzling about that or wanting to ask Bill something. I sent that to Michael. And but I said also this may be what we were talking about earlier tonight. Each caller is coming in from a different world / frequency, therefore creating havoc in our hearing each other. And then that should when you're responding
Bart,
saying, go ahead.
Bart's email was also pointing to the fact that the sound was strange. So I was interested to know how long Bart has been noticing it for, whether it's something just recent in his ears.
Yeah, he says, the beginning of that same show when you were speaking to Greg, the audio is very loud, almost to the point of this story. So he says, the audio on the excerpt you just played of callers impersonating you. Well, that was planned. So Michael is responding to this notion, and he's saying, this issue with the voice distorting, however, is a recent focus to me now that I really consider it. Just the past week or two, is something about the texture of the distortion that is grabbing the attention away from being able to focus on the delivery of the words. I realize now after laughing with you about it, we had this long laugh, that it is definitely not anything, quote, to do anything about. It's not about something about something, as was the reflex in me initially, but rather to note it curiously, to note when it arises for me again. Then you go, what a ride. Then later, you have Carolyn's show has a weird thing going on with Ginny's voice, my voice. You say it doesn't detract from her voice or delivery at all, but is definitely there, continual, and something I've never heard on Carolyn's microphone. You may be on to something, Bob. Something has shifted, is shifting audibly in the last couple of weeks on Achieve Radio, though not affecting everyone. So I forward that to Bill. I think I already forwarded the Bart stuff. And Bill's ever sober says everything's fucking normal, Bob. Get your shit together. I'm there. Okay, he says, Bob, all callers' audio travels through the exact same signal path after it arrives at TurboBridge. If Ginny and others are normal and Carol is not, that obviously means both TurboBridge and Achieve Radio are functioning normally. If the problem was with either Achieve or TurboBridge, it would affect all calls. But it is affecting all calls in a way, right, Michael? At least some people are reporting this distortion. I mentioned to you a few weeks ago that yours and Carolyn's audio was weak and sounded a little funky. Maybe try to stay in this universe during the shows, Bob, or check your phone system. So, two, he's got the whole range there. It's either multiple universes or my phone's fucked up. So, Michael responds, laughing at what Bill said. So we're at that point, and now we're discussing it. Is there another thought? Did we finish?
Well, yeah, I think we finished, Bob. But the funny thing about it was when I told you about this on the telephone, I said, you know, Bob, we need to do something about this microphone. And then your response was, okay, Michael, on the next show, let's do something about it. And then I realized, you know, there's nothing to do about it.
We're going to do something about it.
It's like
the fathers whose daughters were killed or sons in the school in Florida. They're all screaming on the media, you politicians, do something about it. What the fuck are they supposed to do? They won't fucking call up Carolyn. They don't want to know it's the goddamn drugs the doctors put them on. You're going to have to arrest 10 million doctors for fucking causing all this shit. They don't want to do that. So they're not going to do anything. And that's that. I'm not going to hear anything about it. You know, anything more about it. But you can. You guys can talk among yourselves about it if you want.
So, Bob, it gets even weirder. It gets even weirder. Michael phones me up and he says, you won't believe it, but Bob's been on the phone backwards and forwards. Come over and have a coffee. So I go over and I have a coffee with Michael. We're sitting there, and one of the first things that you say when you introduce the story today is the hologram. And I'm sitting there, and Michael says to me, he says, Nick, you won't believe this, but you know what? I think it's a hologram. I think Bob's taking it. There's a hologram here somewhere. I said, Michael, there's some strange shit going on here, man.
Now, wait a minute. You're starting to distort, Nick. Are you guys noticing him fading off? Is anybody else on the same page as me in relation to Nick?
Yeah, I hear that.
He's fading off, Nick. So I don't understand. Has Michael told you about this phone thing before he says hologram?
No. We're having the conversation. He's sharing the dropped calls and everything happening backwards and forwards. And, you know, then he's repeating this magnesium thing to me, but like verbatim three times. I'm thinking, even sitting in front of him, it's really hard for a human to go and have a whole sentence three times. Like, and I'm looking like almost at a visual replay of exactly what he'd said to you.
Yeah.
And he goes,
oh, he did it
to
you? Are you saying, Nick, he did it to you? Is this what, Michael, is this what he's saying?
He said it
to
me.
Did you do this?
I told,
what are you saying,
Nick?
Stay focused, Nick. Stay in this fucking world or get a new headphone. We can't tell which way we're going. No, but what? What are you saying? You're talking about... Look, Michael, you told him about what I just talked about, right, Michael?
I did. I told him about the repetition, and I actually told him what I was telling you that was repeated. So I repeated it for him three times. That's what he's saying. Yes, he should listen to it.
Okay, so you gave him the experience. If we had more time, maybe on Saturday we'll get you to do it to everybody, Michael. I didn't know it was you when you do it. Okay, so at the end of it, you say to Nick, it's a hologram. Is that the sequence here of thought?
Yeah, we're having this conversation that it's a hologram, that there's something, you know, the whole thing is a hologram, and that the conversation is that, you know, and then we get into this whole thing of residue. We're talking about resonance and residue and the discarnate space. And the next thing you on this show now say, well, maybe this is the residue of a ghost.
Yes. Or it's the stuff that we all leave. You know, and then you die. Your recording is up to that point. Well, I tuned into the recording that's going on of everybody, but I heard Michael's recording, and it had got stuck at a particular moment.
Yeah. But we often talk about your ESP, Bob, and, you know, your connection to everybody on the show and how amazing that is. And that there might be many, many Bobs that are, and there are many, many Michaels and many, many me's and so on. And each one of those is flipping in and out all of the time.
Yeah.
We only see it in solid form because our visual bias, our lying eyes, actually show us that there sits in front of me Michael having a cup of coffee, when in actual fact, I'm dealing with millions of Michaels all of the time, and how am I assimilating all of those Michaels
all
of the time?
Nick, your explanation here about we're looking at one version of Michael, that's what we understand. What the new thing to know is that's breaking up now, is what I'm predicting.
Yes.
It's breaking up. So you're going to start having these weird things more and more. We'll no longer be sitting around saying, well, I reality's reality and it's always there. It's not going to be there much longer. It's going to start hallucinating. That's the up-to-date report on philosophy. It's not solid anymore. But I have to say, we've had many anomalies here reported by all kinds of people through the years. I don't think I've ever had an anomaly in this sort of local way to me personally. So I had to be part of you guys. So I claimed the whole goddamn fucking island of thing was an anomaly, just so I could claim I had an anomaly. But but I had a particular anomaly for the first time in memory. I mean, it was fucking fun. When I knew, I suspected what was going on. So I called back to make it happen again, and it got confirmed. Michael went into his fucking his epiphany for 3 weeks ago with the exact same words.
Bob, did you end up being in shock, or was it, like, very pleasant?
No, I was very cool about it. That's what I'm saying, is that I was proud of myself. I looked at it as a scientist. I said, this is not Michael. What the fuck? What am I listening to? You can't figure out what you're listening to. And it's like I got stuck in a loop, or if ever I phone back. And then it gets denied, because when I phoned back there for the fifth answered, and he was over in the other part of the room and came over and got the phone. But the loop got broken. You know, we got out of it. And then there was Michael. Then I told him what had happened. So
It's great woo-woo, Bob. It's great woo-woo.
Yeah, that is great. I don't think I've ever heard of that. That has never happened before that we know of. I don't think it's been recorded that way. To call back and have the guy pick up the conversation at the same point, it's like calling a voicemail with the same message. But it wasn't a voicemail. And then the fact that Michael came on, and hallelujah, he said, Bob, I wasn't on the phone. I'm over here emailing you to wonder if we could get on Skype, which is what I was thinking about a minute before. Maybe we better try to do Skype. So he was answering my ESP already, but meanwhile, I was lost in this little loop for a while. I was really glad that he was not there. His phone was what did you say about your phone? It stopped working, disconnected or something?
Yeah, I've been having that for about 2 or 3 weeks, especially related to being on the program, having my Skype or my line shutting down quite regularly. And that was happening on the phone with you, is that we were just getting cut off. Also, when I'd said that sentence to you before we got cut off, when it repeated, I heard a doop on the phone at the point where the cutoff happened, because I was talking to you and I said, and Bob, and I have to use Epsom salts in my bath. And I heard doop. And then you went dead. And I went, Bob. And then I realized we'd been cut off again. And that's when I put the phone down and went to the Skype. And it was that entire segment.
You didn't repeat yourself consciously.
No.
But we did connect again. I don't know if we connected again before you went to the Skype. You're saying we did connect again before you went to the Skype.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't. Yeah, we didn't connect again. I went to the Skype, and you had it repeating three times, and then eventually, because you phoned me back, and I didn't pick up because I was on Skype. So you phoned me back. The phone was picked up, and the message was repeated. All the time my phone was down on this side. And so that's the interesting part, is where was that coming from, you know?
That was real Michael talking, replayed to me. This was not a voicemail fucking boo-boo, you know, boo-boo. This was Michael redoing himself and doing the same thing. And the second time when I realized what was sort of realized, well, I didn't know, I started yelling at Mike, Michael, fuck off! Shut up! You fucking always said that! No response. He just kept going in the fucking loop. He just kept doing it. So I relaxed and just said, yeah, okay, the next paragraph is this. Yeah, he goes to the next paragraph. And so he runs through it. Then I don't know if it ended or I hung up. Then I called back to double check it. And he repeated it exactly. It was the same conversation. So, Brew, where was I? Was I near you in Area 54? What happened there?
All right, Bob, here's what you're doing. You're an eternity, all right? There's no time. You wanted to triangulate Michael, all right? And you can triangulate better than anyone in the universe with a telephone.
Oh, yeah.
And so you just use your mental powers to triangulate through the phone, and you're hitting this spot in time. You're hitting this spot in eternity. And you're like, no, this isn't the right one. I'll try again. And it just click the same spot over and over.
And I did all this to plant it in the show, to plant it in reality so I could have a good show on Tuesday, right?
Exactly.
That's why I did it.
Exactly.
So that you, who never has much to say, can call in and explain it. And Brew can rise up the charts.
Yeah, well, good explanation, Brew. Good explanation.
It's your magic, Bob. It's your magic, Bob.
Yeah. I mean, weirdness happened on our 5body.com fucking website. I mean, there, people could come in and have hallucinations just by reading 5body.com.
Yeah.
You understand that? They would go and interact, read people's posts, and start hallucinating, getting synchronicity just by looking at the web page. Okay, now Ion says, Nick, what he said, you have to remember what he said. He said, Bob, Bill, he said it years ago, Bill's turbo bridge is being held together by bandages. We're the bandages. We're holding it together. And it wasn't that the turbo bridge was bad, is that the intensity of Ion, the electrical apparatus, couldn't take it much longer. And Ion had been holding it for, he's held it for several years. He may still be holding it. But he implied, he said, it's going to go, Bob, unless Bill does something. And basically he said, Bill's got to start to realize this is fucking real. I hope you're hearing this, Bill. He said Bill is holding back. Bill is fucking ignoring what's going on in his network, you know, the whatever, the ionic implications. And he says until Bill fucking gets on the same page as the rest of us or the same fucking YouTube, it's going to be vulnerable.
Wow. Bob, it gets even more
amazing. That's
what
is the background.
Bob, it gets more amazing. Bruce just given an example, his interpretation of it. Michael and I are sitting there trying to work out what the fuck happened, and we're sitting there, and I go, I love this movie, Lucy. And in the movie, Lucy, she's got all these, like, signals, things that she's seeing when she's looking for somebody. And I said, that's what Bob is. Bob goes through, we've got all this code, this sort of, the cells of our bodies are zinging above us. And you can go in and select somebody's vibration, somebody's a connection or whatever it is. So in the movie, Lucy, she's looking for something, and there's all these strings of zeros and noughts and zeros and ones at least, above everybody's head, and she's literally going through like a curtain of energy. So she's picking out who she wants to speak to, who she wants to see. So if we escape the visual bias of our world, which is these lying eyes, we immediately transport into a new vibration, Ion says, a new frequency, because it's that frequency that sensibly or possibly happened between you and Michael, and that you're now hearing that replay in a way three times and then reconnecting and then trying again, reconnecting so that you can kind of get that frequency again and then continue your conversation. So I think, yeah, some of it might just well be Bob's amazing ability to tap into all that is, because there is no time. And if there's no time, then we're all connecting. It's just that we are now becoming more and more aware of the possibilities that that exist around us.
Yeah, so you can start noticing it. That's all Ion says.
Yeah,
ascension is just noticing what you're already ignoring.
Yeah.
Start to notice it. Okay, so this to me, every day I have to make a new day. There's nothing for me to show up to. I have no obligations. Other than sort of with Carolyn, but she's so fucking busy, you know, she didn't need me to acknowledge her. She's got a lot of stuff. She's making her own day, too. So, I say, well, let's go on, see what's on Drudge. Oh, nothing there. So I went over to one of the Zappa sites, and there was this poster on it somebody put up. And I said, geez, that looks like a late 60s poster, and they're talking about the Muzz invention and this and that. And then I see the word Halifax. I go, what? And I look again. And it's a poster of the November 84 concert in Halifax, the only time Zappa ever went to Halifax, Nova Scotia. And so I'm reading the poster. Holy shit, that's a poster when I was there. So I posted that I had gone to that concert. And then I talked about the neat things that came from that and how I prepared Zappa for his hearing at Washington. So I posted this on Bob. If you go to Bob's Facebook, I repeated it. With a little more detail than I did on the Zappa site. But it prompted me. I said, wait a minute, I got a picture. So I posted a picture of me, Art McKay, Greg Subone, and Garrett Dean at the concert at the end of it. I actually had it available in my archives so I could post it. And that's a nice picture, good picture of Garrett, a great moment, Garrett commenting on Zappa, really important, and I never had a context for posting it. But today I did, and there it is. And then that led to some other statements. But something about that reality of the 1984 had to be expressed today. that was how I got myself off. You know, I said, oh, well, this is fun posting this stuff, especially to the Zappa people, because I got to talk about the three times I got together with Zappa and organized the May Brussel recordings and talked to him about Dr. Beter and McLuhan, stuff that the Zappa people don't even know anything about, right? I'm waiting to see how they react to it. I've noticed whenever I tell them or bring up things about my dealings with Zappa, they ignore it. They're fucking idiots. They just can't fucking absorb it. They ignore it. I say, well, yeah, I was talking to Frank the other day, and blah, blah, blah. And they somehow resist the fact that I fucking talked to Frank the other day through Ion. So I think I got a bad reputation in some of these places. But so, okay, where are we at? I have and so a nice poster, too. Check that out. And, you know, Sue Bone got a picture of me with Frank, and I got to find out where that is. It's way hidden away someplace. I never digitized it yet. If not, I can get Sue's copy. So is there anything I have something to present. Is there anything anybody wants to talk about first? And don't, like, say, oh, boy, Bob's going to present something really great. It may not be great, so think of something you might have. Nothing? Nobody's muted.
There appears to be nothing, Bob.
Hey, Lorne, are you trying to will the fucking recordings, or are you going to send me some money?
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know if he's still there. His name's still there. These fly-by-nighters, you know, we got people. Remember the woman who would, I think her name was Janet from California, who was an art student and was really getting into my talking to Dennis Young about art history, and she had been an art teacher, and she was into the Iandom stuff. Do you remember that about 6 months ago, that person?
Wasn't it longer than that, Bob?
I remember the name. Longer,
it was within the last year.
Okay. I vaguely do.
Yeah, it might have been longer. But, like, could have been last spring. I think her name was Janet. What happens to these people? You know, I'm paying attention. I'm helping her. I'm emailing, telling her stuff. She's responding. She's all excited. And then they disappear. Do they fucking crack up? Do they? Okay, this may be the frequency thing. They lose the frequency. And they go off in some other place.
Yeah.
That could be what's going on here.
Well, what happened to the artist from Canada, Bob? He had a lot of knowledge and information and had done the archives. He disappeared as well.
Who was that? Who was the artist guy?
I think he also he was a professor of art or something like that, and his son was coming in and.
Oh yeah, that's Lorne.
Yeah.
That's Reiner Reitzenstein, and Lorne uses his father's phone, so.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Yeah, that's.
No, I don't.
Now he's talking. No, okay, Lorne, we just
tuned in. You were talking about us. We just tuned in. And you were talking about us.
You mentioned our name. Okay, good timing.
Bob's ESP. ESP, Bob.
Hey, ESP. That's a clue. You don't exist until I evoke you. You were tuned in, but you didn't exist until I started talking about you. Then you fucking heard us.
You
get that, Brew?
You triangulated,
Bob. You fucking answered the question. I'm fucking evoking. I'm Adam. Walk around evoking animals. I'm naming you. And you think you just tuned in. Are you getting this, Brew? Brew, add this to the boys back in Area 54. I know you work for them. But you fucking report this point in. I think we figured something out here.
Like,
it's not
ESP. You ask Ion.
Go ahead. There's so much that's piled up with Ion because he won't talk about anything you fuckers talk about. There's all the anomalies pouring in, and Ion is just ignoring them all. We've got more important things to do. So I'm not allowed to mention all the stuff that's piling up. So when he comes back, you guys remember what happened to you. But the it's not
always.
Just ESP. I am evoking the goddamn world, which is what I just was saying, how I evoked this Zappa picture from 1984, the night Reagan got elected, November 6, 84, re-elected. And I'm talking about evoking, and then I invoke the Reitzensteins, who was about to blast because they were fucking fly-by-nighters. And you came up, and he said, what about that artist guy, that artist professor? Where the fuck's he? Yeah, Reiner, where the fuck you been?
Where the fuck have I been? Some of us have other kinds of lives, folks. Sorry.
That's a fucking lie. You don't have other lives, Reiner. I don't know what it is, but it ain't important. It's not other lives. There's other Reiners. And get control of them and be consistent. Try to be the same Reiner for a while.
Hey, listen, you asked me something, I told you. That's it. You'll take it or leave it.
Okay, well, I'm asking Lauren. Lauren's trying to do black magic on my fucking business site. He's there ordering stuff and then claiming he's the money will relax and flow freely and easily to him. Is that what's going on, Lauren?
Yeah, well, I know. I'm not trying to black magic because black magic isn't really responding back to me. So it's not a great communication.
Not working.
But
yeah.
No, it's not working.
You get that? He sends an order for some recordings, and he ends it by saying, money flows freely and easily to me. He's hoping the money shows up in my account.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're the first to try that.
I never thought it through to that extent. Maybe if I did have that much of a plan, it might have worked next time.
Or if you're the same guy that did it. See, you got to coordinate. Which of you did it?
Yeah.
And sync up.
That guy's waiting for my money to flow freely and easily to him so he can buy those recordings.
Who said that? Is that Lauren?
Yeah. The other guy that
said that. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're talking about two different. Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah.
I went back into normal thinking there.
Dangerous place, Bobby. Dangerous place.
All right. Okay. I want to focus on something. Unless we have anything more to say, Brewer, on this research, this is a laboratory, becoming more and more obvious.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that Ion said that Ionauts would be experiencing more woo-woo. It just gives me a little confirmation in my crazy world that I live in. And I'm really happy that you experienced a woo-woo, Bob, because now your audio bias is skewed, and you experienced that, you know? That's great.
Yep, definitely an original woo-woo. Now, the other thing is, you people that didn't come in, you missed Roxy's story, which was done appropriately unrecorded. Only Nick and maybe Sean heard it, and we're not repeating it, but it's an incredible story. It's happening to her. And I got a couple of other. Did you hear it, Michael? Were you listening?
No, Bob, I didn't, but I did get some of it from Nicholas, I believe.
Nick, you can't go around talking about it.
You got to say it now. I'm all excited.
Keep it to South Africa.
We gave it to South Africa, Bob.
What? But Nick,
we've kept it in South Africa, Bob.
Yeah, keep it there. Because it's not certain what's going on yet. So she's pretty positive about what it is, but I'm not sure yet. So I want to wait on it for a little more evidence. Meanwhile,
there was
another Ionaut's going through some other weird stuff. So I think this is what we... I used to say when we had lots of anomalies in Tailgate in 2010 that I was the new Freud. Remember Freud had these bourgeois women bringing weird sexual dreams, things happening to them, so all the anomalies for their day? I'm in the position of Freud. I got more and more people reporting this stuff. A lot of it happened 6-7 years ago. It's only been a little bit, but now it's increasing again. I mean, at what point am I responsible for any of this? Of course, I'm not responsible, but...
You're not responsible, Bob.
I know, but they do expect an interest from me about what's happening to them.
Sure.
I have to pay attention to it. I can't ignore their situation. That's not polite, I don't think.
Bob, it's not polite.
I try to be polite.
John Ross Reed, Bob.
Yeah. We put you on the RNA drops, and then we just put you on voicemail. We don't deal with your issues, which of course counts. We have a product that what? Say it again.
Yeah, put you on mute, and your hologram speaks back at you three times. You know, that's how Bob treats you after being on the RNA drops.
Yeah, see, we can't tell. We can't tell if it's happening to us naturally or it's just Ion playing games with us. But it might be the same thing since Ion's non-physical, and that's the world of woo-woo. So, but we wonder how much Ion is being, tricky, trickster, devilish, whatever, or purposeful in doing these things.
Well, Bob, why don't you share what happened when I phoned in on the after show? Because we had a huge electrical storm here in South Africa, and it kept knocking my line out. And I was so keen on hearing what Roxy had to say. And each time I dialed in, I was unmuted immediately. And every time I went, thanks, Bob, for unmuting me. And you went, I didn't unmute you. I didn't unmute you.
Wow. That's interesting. I forgot about that. I forgot. Yeah, that happened. Yeah, that's neat. What is it? Oh, okay. So, Reiner, do you have anything you want to report?
Not at the moment, Bob. I've been sort of out of the loop for a little while because of some other projects that are on the go. But I'm just, it's funny because tonight I said, geez, I got to tune back in. And then sure as shit, there we were when you said our name. So I guess that's what I have
that's
to
good.
Report is that our excellent, excellent coordination.
Right, right. And have you've not been listening to the archives the last few weeks?
Not for the last couple of weeks, but I will be back at it again this week.
Okay. Because I have a sense you're still keeping up the archives, or I was wondering if you still were, but you weren't.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely. I skim in and out lately. It's been very rare, but the rest of the winter now looks like I can tune in pretty regularly. So you'll be seeing me.
Right.
You'll be hearing more often too. So, which I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
I couldn't miss it. You know?
I was listening to the 2009, like the first Ion recordings. Just
yeah.
I can't tell whether you're talking to Ion or JW or some other people that are being channeled, and I have no idea what I'm listening to, and it's like really weird. But hey, you know, I'll keep at it.
Yeah, no. At first, I think we had the same problem. We didn't know whether it was JW or something else. But over time, it was someone else. You'll hear Ion saying to Carolyn, "No, this is not JW. This is Ion," and he'll make a point of saying it. So it is ambiguous in the first, a little bit, not, I mean, we knew it wasn't JW because he would hear the recordings. He says, how does that stuff get said? He says, I don't know any of that stuff. So he,
right.
As far as he knew, he didn't, he wasn't doing it. But about a year later, Ion started to tell us that JW and Ion were merging more, but it never,
okay,
became obvious into JW's life because he never knew what we're talking about other than about 24 hours later, he could download a six-hour show and he would tell me what happened all through it. He didn't know when it was happening, but 24 hours later, it would download. And that wasn't happening a year or two before. So maybe that's the coming closer of something between him and Ion. And then a few years later, I don't know, two or three years ago, Ion said, JW was becoming so powerful, it was fucking, you know, watch out, humanity, watch out. And JW is just keeping it to himself, I guess. But he already was pretty powerful, but it got to where they were saying, holy shit. I think they even said that JW was going into realms that people, no human had ever gone before.
Yeah, it's like, cause you're talking about all these things that, they, like, well, I went into this economic system and I dealt with all these people in, like, 18 whatever,
And then I did this, and then I did that, and then I did that, and then it was like, it's all like over 100, 150 years ago, and I was like, whoa, is JW like one of those like long-life people?
No.
What the hell?
It's not JW. It's always either me or Ian's just giving the history of somebody.
Okay, and taking on the...
Yeah, there's a lot later, there's a lot about me that I didn't know was me, until years later when he said, well, you're over now and you did all that. So you have Ion trying to tune in the dial of what me and Carolyn are, and then we get on radio. I see Ion practicing adjusting to what they were going to let us see of themselves. Because
okay.
they could be – when we saw him in the hologram on Skype – he was being JW. He said we could be a nest of snakes right there. We'd be looking at this swarm of snakes, like, you know, from Raiders of the Lost Ark or some scene like that. He could be anything, and so it could scare us what he could appear to be. So I think he's very careful on what we're ready for and how he presents himself. And, yeah.
So we don't realize...
what it is. And he just said to me a year or two ago, I think Bert or somebody heard it. It was public or I played it. He said, Bob, you have no idea what you're talking to. And this is after many years of thinking I have a clue what's going on. He gave me my fucking report card. Total F, Bob. You haven't learned one fucking thing about what's going on, even though I can talk for hours about what I think theoretically is Ion. Right? But it's not accurate.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I mean,
one
who's
going to
believe?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I say one of the things I have been doing recently is I never actually saw all the Twin Peaks things years ago. So I have been looking at all the old Twin Peaks things. And, of course, there you are, Bob, popping up all
the
fucking time, screaming and all of crazy shit. And I thought, boy, that's pretty accurate. So
yeah, Lynch is pretty close. Well, wait till you get to the new season that just happened. So you're looking at seasons 1 and 2, right?
That's correct. I'm just about done. I'm going to be starting on the new seasons next week.
Okay, so we were Don McBrady, Carol and I, Jerry Fialko, Sue Bone, Tara Wise, and maybe someone else. We're in Trinidad, Barbados, Tobago. Two names, Trinidad, Tobago, or someplace, first week of April 1990. And coming back on the plane, there was a big cover story in David Lynch. He had just done his first week of Twin Peaks. It was a big sensation. It was a new kind of TV. And so I didn't watch it April through May, the first 8 shows, when it was live and happening. But in the summer of 90, I watched the reruns, and I was amazed, and I'd run in and do the show every 2 weeks and tell Mike, hey, more another fucking show about me. And so there's a whole bunch of recordings of me explaining how it's about me. And then 3 years later, 2.5 years later, we go to L.A., and the week before we get there, middle of February 93, Jerry had a young guy staying with him, Jerry Fialka, and this guy was into Lynch. So he got this kid to listen to all the shows I did with Mike Dyer the summer of 90. He had recordings of them and edit out all the parts of me talking about David Lynch. And, you know, 5 days before we showed up, they had gone to a local party in Venice where Lynch lived or something or hung out. And they met him and gave him a recording of all my commentary on the first season, not the second season, hadn't happened yet. Okay, so Lynch may have listened to that. We don't know. 25 years later, after 2 seasons, his opening scene with Dale Cooper, who I say is me, but oscillating between Bob Marshall and Bob Dobbs, what has happened in 25 years? When you see it, Reiner, the first scene is Dale Cooper trapped in the Black Lodge talking to Ion. That is the first fucking scene. It's exactly what happened 25 years later.
Awesome.
Yeah, it gets even more precise.
Excellent. Thank you for that. I'm finally catching up.
Yeah, And in you were in our home. There was a something we had on the wall in our home.
Yeah.
That fucking plate, object, whatever it was, labyrinth, is in season two of Twin Peaks.
Yes, right. I wondered about that because it looked familiar.
Hey, you know what? Reiner, I was remembering that Ion told us in talking about the college in Ontario taking away Carolyn's license, Ion said that they, the guys in the college, they're really worried. They were pretty corrupt themselves, and they didn't know what would be the consequence. They sat outside our home in 92, I guess, anytime in there, 91, 92, and taped us, recorded us to see what they could get on us. And I keep thinking, what the fuck was I talking about that they heard?
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine.
Can you imagine? Because I would have been out there going, hey, Carol, you missed fucking Twin Peaks. It was about us again, blah, blah, blah. And I'm there talking about Twin Peaks, yeah, about us. And these fucking old-fashioned bureaucrats are listening to this. You know, they must have realized we were totally fucking nuts. Not something to worry about. But
would,
you can,
yeah,
just think of all the things I say. What?
You would have been talking about Beater. You would have been talking about,
yeah,
LaRouche. You would have been talking about Nate Russell. I mean, Jesus.
I would have been talking about the Anomalies on the show.
Right.
Yeah, I just, it was really good to me. I'd love to meet those guys and find out what they heard. Because there was never a normal conversation in our home. Never.
Yeah. No, I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
having been there many times.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, you spent, yeah, New Year's there for like 3 or 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
In the late 80s, early 90s, that house.